Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome to a new show, a new day, a new Monday, a new week. We hope it's treating you good. You got your good morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm remembering the call letters of the station.
There you go.
There we go. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Hapagger.
Good morning.
And joining us on the phone, as he does every day in this time slot, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
And surprise, it's Michael Carey.
Oh, I knew it.
Hey,
I knew it.
Michael.
As soon as I saw, I didn't get a chance to look at the phone number, the caller ID, but I knew as soon as I said the name, I'm like, it's going to be Michael. Michael, we miss you. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing just great. And finally, glad to be back on a more normal work schedule here after the extended holiday weekend.
Okay. Nice. What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Mike?
Yes, a pretty steamy and hot one out there for today. We're headed up into the lower range of the 90s, in fact, by this afternoon. This comes out ahead of an approaching cold frontal boundary, which does look to bring some scattered storm activity for tonight. So a hot one for today, and then a bumpy go of it for tonight for those scattered storms. There's at least a marginal risk that some of those storms, so later on tonight, could produce some hail and some gusty winds out there, with overnight low temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s. Thankfully, our heat wave only lasts one day today, as by the time we get to into your Tuesday already, we're already on the cooler side of things, back a bit closer to average temperature-wise, lower 80s making a return there as soon as tomorrow, and even some mid-70s for high temperatures into the day on Wednesday. Another opportunity for some scattered showers and some thunder showers on Wednesday, but thankfully midweek, not much of a severe weather risk there for your Wednesday. Thursday, just an isolated shower storm chance with highs of closer to 80. Friday, can't rule out some showers and storms with a high temperature of 82 degrees, and still expecting lower 80s for high temperatures into your weekend. So, yeah, steamy one for today, but some relief in sight as soon as tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Not bad. We'll take it. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center over there. Good to catch up with Michael and talk with him.
I like how you opened it. Surprise!
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good.
They're the best over there. Yeah. They're the best. They know how to improv with me. They're good. Appreciate you all joining us. Thanks so much for being back with us in another week and another good set of shows lined up for you. We've got some really great guests, some great things going on all week long, and we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets for a great event going on tonight, actually, in this opening segment. I want to start off with a good, just a giveaway.
All right.
You know, you're supposed to wait until the last segment of the show. Nah, that's not how we do things around here. We'll do that for you in a moment. I did want to touch on the Rafter Baseball real quick.
All right.
Especially because we won. an avalanche of runs from the Rafters. I believe they are still hitting. I think that they are. Traverse City is. I think that we should look into, you know, how they're doing over there, Traverse City. Are they okay?
They need a hug. Yeah.
16-5.
Ouch.
Victory last night. Rivera, Bobo, just good games from a couple of great players out there, and the bats have warmed up, it seems like.
No kidding.
The game before, I know they lost, but a good hitting effort from the team, and we've seen that in the last three games. It seems like they have warmed up a bit. That matches the pitching that's pretty much been there all season long.
For the most part, yeah.
Going to be a fun season. Going to be a fun second half of the season of Rafter Baseball, everybody. If only you had somewhere to catch the games. Oh, that's right. Every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball right here at WFHR. Obviously, tonight we've got a great one lined up for you because the Rafters play pretty much every day.
Yeah, they do.
5:50, we're hosting the Mallards tonight, and I think this is a sort of a bit of a revenge game. They have been playing pretty bad against Madison throughout the season. And now with the game we just had yesterday and the way that things have been heating up in the last couple of games.
Let's do it, guys.
It's a military Monday day at the ballpark. All of our veterans out there, feel free to help show up at Winter Field. You're going to get in for free. It's a great day.
I have to say, as I'm not surprised the Mallards are playing better this year. That was pretty humiliating last year for them, and they didn't win a single game against the Raptors. Yeah. So at least they're making it a challenge this year. Ooh, ooh.
Rafters improved to 2-4 in this second half, 22-19 overall. They'll start the series against the Mallards. This is a home and away. We got them at home tonight. We'll be at away on Tuesday in Madtown, taking on the Rafters. 5:50 pregames for both of those. Join Kevin and Joey right here at WFHR for all these games. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Show up at the ballpark when you can. We appreciate you, and stick around for all great baseball throughout the whole season.
Yep.
So I had an interesting place I wanted to start our show, y'all. This is interesting. And I honestly have not been worried, and we've talked about this ad nauseum about AI and ChatGPT and all this stuff. And I think the three of us are a little consensus on we got to keep an eye on this, but we're not. I don't know how worried we are about it taking our jobs or jobs in general. I do worry about it affecting creatives and affecting the arts and some mm-hmm. of that. And I'm not taking it lightly. And I'm also not trying to talk for you guys either. I'm just trying to speed up the segment. But please, interject right, yeah. all you want. but I do think that this one is the first story that actually bothered me.
Oh,
and because okay. it affects one of my kids.
Oh,
that's where it came in. I noticed this as I was reading the story. I was literally cracking my knuckles, and that's my tell.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
be honest, that's my yeah. tell. If you see me cracking my knuckle more than one or two knuckles, that's I'm okay. I should.
There's something
back,
going on, right?
Back yeah. away from James. Back away. It's probably not safe to be
a little
around
closer
here,
to right? home now, huh? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
Yeah, right. That's what it was.
Okay,
it's one thing when they messed with my job. I'm like, I'm fine, but you mess with my kids? Like, it was a whole thing. I actually was getting on the edge of my seat and everything as I'm reading the article and stuff. Like I'm gonna face off with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
In this corner, weighing barely 100 pounds from the south side of Chicago, Jimmy the Payoff Mailoff, and over here, ChatGPT. One of the worst lightweight fights of all time. Late last month, a couple in Colorado had ChatGPT marry them.
Whoa.
Other couples have already used it to help write their vows.
Jeez.
But as far as we can tell, it's the first time ever being tapped to officiate. In most states, you couldn't do this. But in Colorado, you don't need to have a wedding officiant as long as both people agree to it. Reese Winich and Dayton Truitt planning their wedding in just 5 days. Dayton is in the Army and was about to deploy, and Reese wanted to go with him. Her dad came up with the idea to use ChatGPT and said it would be cheaper and easier than finding an officiant. So they got online and asked if it could step in. At first, it said no. I told them, I don't have eyes, I don't have a body, I can't officiate your wedding. But they eventually convinced it that it could work. They hooked it up to a speaker and put it between them where a real officiant would normally be.
That's weird.
They put a robot head with a face on top of it to give it a little personality.
Oh, my.
And they didn't know exactly what it would say until the ceremony. Their families fed it info about them and used some of it. Like, at one point, it thanked the guests for traveling from as far as Kansas. They also had it write up a statement they sent to their 30 guests beforehand, where it promised to, quote, eloquently express the significance of their historic moment and the limitless possibilities that arise when love and technology intersect. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yikes.
I'm gonna go ahead and just tell you right now. My daughter Bria officiates mm-hmm. weddings.
Yep,
this is something she does on the side. Mm-hmm. Bria does this. In her words, she just loves being a part of people's special day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, nothing much more to this than that or anything. I'm gonna play a little of this for you right now, everybody. And let's get your opinions and get ready to call up 424-2600.
Thank you all for joining us today to celebrate the extraordinary love and unity of Reese Allison Winch and Dayton Truitt. We are honored and grateful to have each and every one of you here. We witnessed the joining of two souls in love, and on this remarkable day, we also embrace an extraordinary moment of innovation, as we have the privilege of being part of the first AI-officiated wedding. We eagerly look upon this ceremony not only as a celebration of your love, but also as a symbol of unity between humanity and artificial intelligence.
Jeez.
They would have had me without the music. Yeah. The music made me feel like I was going to space. The music made this a lot bigger than I thought it was.
It sounds like a commercial.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
It sounds like those YouTube ads. That pop up, the few seconds before you say stop playing this.
Yeah, skip ad.
Yeah, it says, or they have it in a British accent for some reason. I'm not sure why. But, and it says, have you considered life? You know, it sounds the same. It's just the
424-2600. Question one, would you do this? Question two, have you ever stopped with any of those YouTube ads? Has anybody in history ever actually clicked on something that popped up? Yeah, bought something, clicked on something. Please, 424-2600. I have to know if anybody in human history has actually ever done that.
They keep doing them, so I think there's got to be some people that are doing it.
I know this. People spend a lot of money on those ads.
They do.
For a very little that feels like comes out of it. Yeah. I don't know. First off, I want to thank... let me get this right here. I want to thank Dayton because Reese, I believe, is the woman. Dayton is Dayton is the army. I want to thank him for his service, and I don't want to take that lightly about two couples. This hits every romantic bone in my body as far as them wanting to get married in a rush, sure. But she can go with them and all that. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's a really cool. Right. That's a sweet. Really cool idea. It's very sweet. And anything you got to do to pull that off. So if ChatGPT is it okay, that's cool. But man, if I'm in that, if there is any one of these other any of these factors are not there, I'm shredding this right now. I'm being completely honest with everybody. Yeah. I'm just torching this.
I love the idea that it was one of the dads, total dad move, gotta save some money.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's do computers. Yeah, let's do that.
You're so right.
Perfect.
Oh, that's good.
So everything else is like normal. That's the only different thing about it is that it had this weird computer voice doing your during your
well
your ceremony.
And the music. Like, why did it have to play music?
That's
I like the I, if alone I kind of like the music. Yeah, if it yeah, were yeah, not yeah. associated with this, funny. I like that's the music. Funny. But yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody, if this is going to catch on, if this is going to be a thing or not.
I
hope not.
I really hope not.
A few people will do it, I think. But I think a lot of people like the human touch, you know, whoever it is. If it's a religious or non-religious, I think people just want to have someone there, you know, to help them out with the thing. So, yeah.
A little bit later, we're going to get into the 10 most common social media sins. We have those. A little bit later for you.
Speaking of religion.
Yeah. We've got a new trend we've got to get to. And do you go to bed at the same time as your partner?
Oh.
We're going to get into that, too, with a little tech and a little sleep. All that coming up for you. But I wanted to get to this right out the gate. And we are so excited to be able to do this. We have an extra set of tickets to give away to kids from Wisconsin.
Cool.
All right.
The show is tonight at 7 o'clock over at the beautiful Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll get starstruck. You'll have a great time. And you can enjoy a wonderful show. It kicks off at 7, again, at 1040 A Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin. That's actually where the Arts Council is located. That's where you can get tickets if you'd like to get more tickets or anything. Say you want to go with four people. You only got the two. It's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can go to savorthearts.org to get tickets as well. They have a 4 o'clock student outreach called Realize Your Dream will be held at the Performing Arts Center for students age 7 to 14. Anyone interested will need to pre-register. You can still do that at savorthearts.org. If you would like to go to this show, we got two tickets right here. Just be our first caller, 424-2600. It's all you got to do. Call up, join the conversation at 424-2600. We'll get these tickets in your hand today, and you can go ahead and take in a great show. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to take in this show and all the shows with Savor the Arts.
Yeah.
Got a great season lined up for you. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Sally Kistner, Eric Britnocker, all the great people that make this happen, and of course, all the wonderful people in Kids from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more, again, by going to savorthearts.org. We will go ahead and take a phone call, get these tickets away. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. That's right. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is celebrate. You guys go ahead and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Not only do they sponsor the Birthday and Anniversary Club, but they also wash things. They also wash dishes or something.
Sounds like.
I don't know if Melissa's doing her dishes or she's just getting some water. I love it, though. I love the sound effects. It's time to dive right in. And we've got three possible qualifiers today, so I need a 1 through 3. Melissa, give me a 1 through 3. Oh, Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
Three.
Three.
I put up two fingers. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's all right. That's all right. We get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Laura Jean.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Hey, there's Melissa.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's all right. We were just having fun with the sound effects you were giving us in the background. It was fun.
She was showering. Melissa was showering.
You know, I just needed a quick shower.
I'm just impressed. That was fast. That was very fast. Very
Navy impressive. Shower, man.
That's right.
Again, very happy birthday to Laura Jean. Enjoy your day, mm-hmm. Laura. A very happy birthday to Ying Shinaki.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ying.
Ying is the wife of one of my good friends and brothers, Andy Shinaki. My friend Chris and I talk about all the time, his youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
Ying's wonderful, wonderful lady. Mm-hmm. We appreciate Ying being in part of the family.
Nice.
Awesome.
And want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, John Caves.
Happy birthday, John.
John is a superhero. I'm guessing he is with that name.
John Caves, yeah.
Isn't that the name that the alias of, you know, Meteor Man?
Yeah.
By day, he's John Caves. By night, he's John Meteor Man.
It does sound like that. You're right. It's an alter ego of some superhero.
John, you are our qualifier.
Granite Man.
Yeah, we like that. Yeah. Happy birthday, John. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. You're our qualifier. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yes,
we want
indeed.
More and more. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. However you got to do it, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Jessica Simpson is 43.
Whoa.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, that snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
No kidding.
Let's see here. Thomas Ian Nichols is 43. He was Henry Rollingartner in Rookie of the Year. A.K.A. the 13-year-old kid who broke his arm. Got him a spot as a pitcher on the Chicago Cubs and all
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
He ended up playing Kevin in American Pie, and I haven't seen much of him since then.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
The great, the wonderful, one of the better character actors of all time, Sofia Vergara, is 51. she is so good. Sofia Vergara has been in quite a few great things, great performances. So she's also married to Joe Manganiello.
I always get his name wrong, too. Manganiello or whatever his last name is, yeah.
That's interesting. Now, I like her work as a character actor. Like when you see her in things like Modern Family and stuff, mm-hmm. where she's a great ensemble piece actor, I mm-hmm. think. So I mean that in a very, very complimentary way.
Right.
Gary LaVox is 53. We are celebrating this on the Sunrise Show. Rascal Flatts singer.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neil Tennant is 69. West End girl.
Oh, yeah. Lead singer to the Pet Shop Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What have I done to deserve this? Always on my mind. And, of course, West End girls.
Yes. By the way, he's also the reason that the actor David Tennant took that as his last name.
Really?
He's a fan of Neil Tennant, yes.
No way.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
Like, I love David Tennant.
That's not his real name. David Tennant is not his real name.
I knew it wasn't his real name. I didn't know that part, though. That's really interesting.
Big fan of Pet Shop Boys, yeah.
Don't blame him. Good band.
Good band. Yep.
Good band. Arlo Guthrie, 76 today. Superstar behind the 19,000 hours minute song. Alice's Restaurant. It's only 18 minutes. It's only 18 minutes.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. If you've ever listened to the 25 minutes to that whole thing, it's a fascinating song. It really is.
One of the few big hits of the folk genre, mm-hmm. of the where like it became a pop. pop song, too.
Yep, exactly.
You don't have a ton of that. You've got a little mm-hmm. Gordon Lightfoot in there, a little Don McLean, but not too many pop songs. Not too many of the folk songs drifted into pop world.
That's right.
Robert Pine is 82. Poncho and John's boss on Sergeant John on Chips.
Oh, my gosh.
His son, Chris Pine, plays quite a few characters.
That's his son. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Chris Pine has turned into a very fine actor.
Yes, he has.
I've never minded him, but it wasn't until he got into the Wonder Woman gig that I was like, oh, he's got some range to him and everything. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, so he was the lead actor in the most recent Dungeons and Dragons movie,
mm-hmm.
and I watched it just kind of for fun and everything. Wonderful movie. Wonderful. I don't even know D&D, and mm-hmm. I got into it, but my daughter and a couple of other people I know that do Dungeons and Dragons or D&D and all that,
yep.
They said there was a ton of Easter eggs in it that like fans of D&D would really love, and it was cool to see the story. Like, they've tried this a couple of times
they
with
have.
Dungeons and Dragons, and it just, I don't think they ever had the special effects to match what they were trying to do.
I agree.
And a good story. It was a great combination of a great story, all the special effects you could ask for mm-hmm. nowadays, and some great actors.
Mm-hmm.
Like some wonderfully casted actors and everything. Chris Pine, Hugh Grant, but Michelle Rodriguez. Sneaky great performance from her.
Nice.
It's just a fun movie. It was just a fun movie. I thought it was really good. And Chris Pine was great in it, a great lead actor. He mm-hmm. showed me that he can definitely lead a movie. Some people no longer with us. My father, Muhammad Ali is by far and away my father's one of his favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think actually his favorite boxer was Jake LaMotta.
Really?
Born on this day in 1922, passed away in 2017. Boxing legend played by the great Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. LaMotta was the world middleweight champion from 49 to 51.
Mm-hmm.
Was the definition of Italian dominance. and the reason that to this day, almost every father of an Italian kid thinks that his son could be about the next Jake LaMotta. You've all seen the way I look. I didn't look any different at like 7 or 8, but you couldn't tell my father I was not going to be the next Raging Bull. I was not going to be the next great prize fighter. I'm great at throwing with my left just because of LaMotta. Just because my father was like, Jimmy, you got to be able to throw. They're going to think that you're coming with your right, but you knock him over with the left and all this stuff and everything. I literally can hear my father in my head right now telling me all this.
Nice.
Fred Gwynn, born in this day in 1926, passed away in 1993. Herman Munster.
The great Fred Gwynn. Love him.
Also, of course, The Judge and My Cousin Vinny.
Yep.
Maybe the greatest stare at you face ever.
Yes.
Maybe the greatest of just, or when he was Herman Munster, the kind of that he would do.
Yes.
I wasn't a big Munsters guy, mm-hmm. but the actors I loved mm-hmm. on that show.
All good actors.
All mm-hmm. good yeah. actors on that show. I was more of a Adam's Family guy.
Right.
But my Nana Papa loved the Munsters, and so I saw a lot of it. And Fred's facial expressions made that
so
show.
Good. So me. Good. Yeah.
Ron Glass, born in this day in 1945, passed away in 2016. Shepard on Firefly. Yeah, good actor. A lot of people remember him as Detective Ron Harris on Barney Miller as well, which is where I remember him. I was a big Barney Miller kid growing up. I'm like the only 9-year-old that watched Barney Miller and Fish.
Man, Barney Miller had a great theme song.
Yeah.
One of the best ever.
Really did.
Love it. Funky man.
One of the three major broadcast correspondents that most of us grew up with, David Brinkley, born in the state in 1920, passed away in 2003. Mm. Former NBC and ABC News correspondent, one of the few that went and played on both teams.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought he was just with ABC. Wow.
He got his career started at NBC,
mm-hmm.
and they actually told him that he probably wouldn't make it in the business. And that motivated him. And when he went to ABC, he was gonna get that gig. He was gonna be the lead anchor at ABC yep. before it was all said and done. And sure enough, he was.
Him and Chet Huntley and Brinkley, the one team, the news team that was there. The other ones had just had the one guy. They had the team.
The legend, the great Arthur Ashe, born in this day in 1943, passed away in 1993. The first African-American inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. First African-American to win a lot of things in tennis, as mm-hmm. far as that goes. Passed away of AIDS, which he acquired through a blood transfusion.
Yep.
And I mention that only because it brought a lot more awareness to the different ways you could catch the disease.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. people had already at that point seen Magic Johnson and knew, okay, you can get it from sex that is not homosexual sex. Mm-hmm. You can get it where it isn't a needle that is, you know, drug related.
Yep.
Arthur Ashe brought a lot of light to that, and the way he... A man that spent so much of his life having to be the face of this or champion this, and I can't imagine how exhausting that is. Mm-hmm. I can to a degree, but very small degree. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very tiny degree. Where then at the end of his life, he takes on this challenge.
Yep.
And literally to the last breath he had was fighting for awareness about that.
Mm-hmm. One of the most well-spoken people, if you've ever seen an interview with him, he's amazingly eloquent.
Yeah.
Plus, huge baseball fan. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I like him.
I would have given anything to hear Sidney Poitier and Arthur Ashe have a conversation. Yeah. Just the most, like, eloquent conversation you'll ever hear in your life.
Yeah.
Like, they could be talking about, like, sandwiches, and it would be the most eloquent conversation you'd ever
hear. Throw in Ozzie Davis and everyone is.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It'd be one of the greatest conversations ever.
And finally, we wrap up with the legend, I think, Don Herbert, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 2007. You may know him better as Mr. Wizard.
No, oh, Mr. Wizard. Nice. Yeah.
Now, you may think legend's a little heavy. I think it's pretty fair. I think it's pretty apt. How many kids I have heard that became science teachers or got into science or a different field because of Mr. Wizard?
You're right. You're so right, man.
There's generations that that guy influenced to get into that field.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And fun show.
Yeah,
fun show. Really teed us up for Bill Nye.
Yeah, exactly.
Really set us up.
That was the next generation of science guys. Yeah,
I think the same generation that grew up on Mr. Wizard ended up following right into Bill Nye and everything. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't know. You know, I should take all this back because it's not like science is important or anything. You know, it's not like we need science.
Ridiculous, man.
I apologize. Jeez,
things you say
sometimes. Again, very happy birthdays to Laura Jean, to Ying Shinaki.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Sorry, I got to give you guys a second. And to John Caves.
Happy birthday, John. Congratulations.
Congrats, John.
Yeah, John's our qualifier. We encourage you to get us more of these. Send them to us, everybody. And then encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. Get on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
Doesn't mean much.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host James here. I'm joined by Melissa and Seth and Sarah McLaughlin.
Very nice of her to join us.
It was very sweet.
Yes.
God, I love her voice. I could listen to her sing just about ABCs. I could listen to her sing it. Go out and buy the single. I do. Let's go ahead and get into this one right here. I think this is a pretty interesting topic, and I'd love to bring the audience in on this one. 424-2600, let's hear from you about this. Do you go to sleep at the same time as your partner? I am disqualified from this conversation.
You have to sleep first.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You know.
Right. Yeah. That's part of the sentence
I think that's only fair. I think that's only fair. I willingly pull myself away from this conversation. Do you go to bed at the same time as your significant other? Well, maybe you should. According to a new study, couples who get into bed around the same time are generally happier than couples who don't. Yeah. And it doesn't matter whether they're doing, you know, bow, chicka, chick, meow, or not.
Hey-o.
That is the most official way I could put that on the radio. Mm-hmm. I could not be more immature about this. People just like being in bed together to watch shows, talk, read, and even simultaneously scroll through their phones. So it doesn't really matter what they're doing, just being in bed at the same time. The researchers found couples who go to sleep at different times reported less satisfaction in their relationships and felt less connected to their partners overall. One thing that they don't get into in the article here is the specifics that I need. Now, laying in bed with the person I'm dating or living with or seeing or what have you.
Right.
Like, I've never gone to bed at the same time as anybody I've lived with,
right.
Let alone somebody I'm dating. I don't even go to the same, when I was living with my parents, I didn't go to the bed at the time they did, or like a normal person or anything. I'm talking about even when I was like a teenager, mm-hmm. I didn't. It's never been, but I'll say that I will lay with the person that's mm-hmm. going to bed, and once they crash, I'm up and I'm wrapping up to do whatever I'm going to do and
right.
my craziness at night, and then, you know, crashing when, you know, eventually yep. later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what they're talking about. They don't specifically say you have to fall asleep at the same time or anything
no,
like that.
It's about time spent together.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to...
I think that's mm-hmm. what they're getting at.
I just didn't want to assume.
Right,
but that's
right.
what I'm thinking. That I don't see any problem with. I think that there's something kind of sweet and romantic about that.
Mm-hmm.
But... what do you do when she works, or, you know, the significant other, I'm doing this stereotypically for myself, but your significant other works second shift and you work third.
Yeah, right.
What happens then?
Yeah. Well, you have different sleep schedules, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're only not supposed possible.
To, I'm sorry, we can't see each other because we work different shifts. Science told me this won't work.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Well, I mean, you know, I know my mom and dad are the definition of a couple to me. As long as they've been together, everything they've been through, all of that. They have done this their whole relationship mm-hmm. where they never go to sleep at the same time. Now they do because they're old and retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that teasingly at them because we tease each other about this.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
not actually teasing them. It's a joke that we make together and everything. Because none of us can believe that they are actually retired.
Yeah.
It's still, my mom's been retired for months now. We still
yep.
can't get our heads around it.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did this, and I can't think of it. Like, they're the definition of a couple to me.
Mm-hmm.
To me. Now, everybody is going to be different, and if this is something that's important to you, I think you should let this be known in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different variations on this. I mean, you could be a couple that goes to bed at the same time, but one stays up and reads. You know,
mm-hmm.
and one, you know, they're still in bed at the same time, but someone is still awake. One's actually actively trying to go to sleep. So there's that. There's, you know, and I'm like you, James, you know, in general, Beth and I go to bed at different times. She usually mm-hmm. goes to bed earlier mm-hmm. than I do. And partially it's because I force myself to stay awake because I don't want to go to bed.
Yeah.
But other than that. But we do have times like that, you know, where we just, you know, are chilling and, you know, next to each other, you know, watching something or just talking,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
or something like that. But so we still get that sometimes. It depends on, again, schedule is all, because depending
right.
on what's happening mm-hmm. in the world and in our lives.
Well, Beth is too busy, you know, jet setting.
Going to Europe and stuff.
Around the world.
Yeah, yeah. And everything. Poor Seth. He's just like, you know, safe travels, Beth. Safe travels.
Yeah.
Thank you for the penguins, Beth. Beth sent me penguins.
Pictures
Prague.
Of penguins
cool.
in Prague.
Yeah, yeah. Penguins in Prague. Which when my band Penguins in Planes break up, that's
the next one.
That's your next
be,
one.
Yes, yeah.
Penguins in Prague. Yep.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience that I am much happier in a relationship where we go to bed at the same time than I have ever been in any relationship previous to this where they never came to bed at the same time as me.
Oh,
so
okay. Very cool.
Now, do you mean like sleeping or just laying?
No, just being in bed,
just chilling together. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a lot of layers to this, a lot of mm-hmm. factors
exactly,
to this.
Yeah.
And as always, it's a case by case basis. And we'd love to hear from you. 424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you guys think though that this is something you should be bringing up on a first date? Like, in all seriousness, I don't tend to sleep normal. I'm not, I genuinely am wondering, like, if this is
right,
something that
right.
you should.
Well, I wouldn't say first date, maybe, like, third or fourth date.
Okay.
Because at first date, you don't know.
Yeah,
right.
You might
know.
Be getting ahead of yourself. Obviously, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Strangely, that seems like I'm looking at him with Melissa on this one. It seems like a more intimate thing, you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
to bring up on a very first date when you're just getting to know each other. That seems like a little bit ahead of the game. So I think mm-hmm. I'm with Melissa on that one.
Hi, my name's James. I'm nocturnal. That's not the way to do it. That's
my blood type is AB yeah, right, negative, right. and.
Darn it. I texted yeah. Pam that I got the mail, and I'm watching her right now go look at the mailbox. Darn it, Pam. Oh,
you tried.
I digress.
It's the thought,
the thought that counts.
I'd love to hear some outliers to this. Because I think that on the surface, it makes sense to us pretty well. I don't think we needed science to tell us this. I think it makes a lot of sense. I would like to, though, know that I'm not alone, that there are other people out there that are just as insane sleeping as I am.
I'm sure there are.
Oh, you know, for sure.
I would love to ask my sister. Okay, so my brother-in-law, for the first time in 20-some-odd years, he's been a police officer, just went on days. He's doing it for the last couple of years before he retires.
Huh.
And so before they had a nice schedule worked out. You know, he worked third shift. And of course, my sister works at a library, so she's normal, you know, hours for that. So they've had a real, where they didn't sleep together very much, you know, except on his days off when he's trying to get back in the swing of things. So I'm curious. I'm going to ask him when I see him coming up here, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
How is it sleeping in the
same bed together? Did you like sleeping together?
Yeah. How is it?
They've got their own, like, separate blankets now. Yeah. They're so used to having all the blankets.
Exactly,
or
right.
I'm curious, and we'll keep this conversation open. Go ahead, and if you don't have time right now, give us a call on your break. Whenever, 424-2600.
Yeah.
For now, we'll go ahead and go to break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. There's something about 80s songs. It's got either a really happy tone to them or really sad. Like, I immediately think of, like, every broken heart I had in the 80s. Like, I don't know what it is, but they just kick in, and I, like, immediately, hey, everybody, welcome back to the morning show. Why did you do that to me, Tanya? Why? I don't know a Tanya. I've never dated a Tanya. But welcome back to the show. We hope you're having a good one out there. Got a new trend I want to dive into. Do you have any friends who are currently putting you in debt?
Whoa.
Yeah. Fortune magazine just did a big story on a new trend where people are dumping their wealthier friends because they're too expensive to hang out with.
Jeez.
In other news that I will never have to worry about, someone polled 1,000 millennials and Gen Zers, and over a third said they have at least one friend who makes them spend more than they can afford.
Oh, dear.
Yikes.
Over 80% of those people said that they've had to use credit cards or gone into debt trying to keep up.
Oh. Wow.
The most common, really is. Yeah, the most common things that fell off that well off friends cause us to overspend on include restaurant meals, drinks at bars, vacations, and elaborate celebrations for things like birthdays.
Oof.
Most Americans, especially young generations, are living paycheck to paycheck, so it adds up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's easier to just ghost the person than to explain the problem or ask them to tone it down.
Just ghost them.
That's their solution to everything. You know, just ghost them, you know.
There are certain things in life I wholeheartedly admit I cannot relate to.
Yeah.
I got nothing on this one.
Me neither.
I don't know. I would have never known this was a trend had there not been an article in Fortune magazine about it.
Well, you know, I'm trying to. Well, it's funny they said millennials and Gen Zers. That Gen X, who cares? But first you guys, there's no rich people in Gen X, right?
No.
It's interesting because, you know, I've never been in that situation,
right?
Where it's been someone who's got, substantially more. Okay, there might be some fluctuation difference. You know, has a little bit more, but not huge difference like that. You're right. That's foreign to me, man. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
I would think it's kind of like, I mean, so this has come up a couple times in my life, not because of rich friends, but because of friends wanting to do something like go to a Broadway show or, you know, something like that, where I just had to be like, sorry guys, I can't afford the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't come with you. So it's just a matter of actually communicating and saying, yeah, I can't afford that. Sorry. Have fun.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go as to the extreme of ghosting a person
or taking out debt. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Either extreme, it doesn't seem healthy. You know,
no.
Part of friendship, to me, the way you know you have a friend is there's an old Sicilian proverb: a true friend will tell you when you have dirt on your face. That's the essence of friendship to me, being able to be yourself, being able to talk to somebody. So if you don't have the funds, that's one of the few people in the world you should be able to tell, hey, man, I just don't have this. It's a little embarrassing. I'm sorry, but I don't have it. Of all people, you should be able to tell your friends this.
Right.
So yeah, they're not true friends then.
I think you almost have right there a test that has shown you that, hey, this is not a true friend. Or maybe, you know, it's not what you think of as a true friend.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Maybe it's a little different than you thought. Now, if you are the friend with all the money, you should just be doing this for everybody, okay? Mm. Just because you know you can afford it, just say, hey, come on with me. I'll take care of that, you know? That seems to me, even if they, you know, they can always turn you down and say, you know, I'm comfortable with that. That's fine. But if I'm the person with all the money, I'd be like, come on, everyone, let's go. You know, come on. Don't worry about money. I'll take care of that, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, because if you can afford to and you want to spend that time with those people, then yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I've my whole life always been on one end of this. As a kid growing up, we didn't have much. Throughout my whole adulthood, I've been paying child support for three kids. So you know that doesn't. Mm-hmm. You're not. And I work in radio, for God's sake. So I'm lucky. I have clothes on my back, let alone. But I would say that in there have been times in my life though that I have had a good paycheck, and me and my friends like to do with concerts and setting something like that up. But I won't even ask somebody if in the back of my mind I don't, okay, if Chris can't pay for it, I'll get his ticket. Mm-hmm. Like, that's in the back of my head. I won't tell him that. But if it comes up, hey, I can't do this, I got you, brother. Don't worry about it. Yep. I wouldn't even ask if I didn't have that backup in my mind.
Right.
I don't know if other people have done that or if rich people even think like that. I have no idea.
not having been a rich person.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We really have no context here.
No, not really. That, right? We don't.
Well, and how many people actually do have context other than, like, it's not even 1% anymore. The 1% up there that they were talking about even 10 years ago has cannibalized itself to now it's not even a full 1% of these billionaires and rich people and everything. So how many of us can even like relate, cannot relate to this in some way?
Yeah, right, right. I mean, it's not like your best bud's like Mark Cuban or something like that. Right. You know, it seems a little odd to me.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more point real quick about you buying the ticket for the friend. And it's not like, you know, like I'm giving you charity. It's like, no, I want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want you to come and have fun with me, that kind of thing.
And if I ask you to come to something, like that starts to put the onus on me, I believe.
Exactly. Like, I agree.
Why even bring it up if I'm like, hey, you want to go to this? No, I can't afford it. All right, cool. Then move on.
Yeah.
Like, that don't seem right. That doesn't, exactly. You know, that don't seem like
I'm with you on that. Mm.
I wanted to touch on this too, just because it's kind of silly. You know, that's
silly us. Oh,
silly,
no way.
Weird. I mean, that's kind of our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Do you ever look in the mirror and think, "Oh yeah, I'd date that"? A new study in Australia. I actually worded it much differently than they did in the article. I PG-13'd it.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
A new study in Australia found we tend to be more attracted to people who look like us and have similar facial features. If you want examples, just Google celebrity couples who look alike. You'll find a lot of it. Researchers recorded over 2,000 speed dates, had each person rate the date's facial attractiveness, and found that they gave the highest ratings to dates with people with similar features. They also tended to rate them as being kinder. So we think people who look like us are nicer, too.
Okay.
But the new study... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, I was just going to say, familiar... You know, we like things that are familiar.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I think we've talked about this a lot with similar senses of humor or maybe, you know, art tastes as far as music or movies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I am with all of that. I like having a commonality with all of that. I have negative zero interest in dating anybody who looks like me. I don't believe I ever have. I think if you lined up all the people I've ever dated and put us side by side, you could not see more opposites of that. I don't know. I don't want to date a pole that looks like a Jewish scarecrow. I don't see any attractiveness about that. I'm so thankful I have had a woman even hold my hand in my life, let alone the things that I've experienced. I don't know about me.
It's hilarious. You know, and I'm thinking about not necessarily people that look like you, but a certain type. I did that once. I went back in my mind. I'm like, okay, the women that I've been dated oh my God, I have a type.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until I really took stock and it's weird. They don't look like me, but there's certainly a type out there that it's okay. All right. It's very weird. And it's not the one I thought it was. That's the funny part.
That is.
I always thought it was going to be a certain type. No, you're wrong. No.
Yeah.
I'm totally wrong on that.
It's funny how that changes.
It does.
As you grow. Anything, Melissa?
You know what? You guys all said it just fine. I'm not going to add to this conversation.
All right. Let's go. Coming up next hour, we're going to kick things off the way we like to in the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Mm-hmm. Going to have that wonderful segment Melissa's got written up for us, and we're looking forward to diving into. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also get into a little bit of entertainment news. Elton John gave his final performances over the weekend. We're going to play a little audio from that. Looking forward to it. And we have successful movies that opened the same weekend. So you've got a big one coming up this weekend with the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer coming out. Mm-hmm. So different
movies, though.
Yes.
Right. How does that go play out usually in Hollywood history and in movie history? We're going to get into that a little bit. And, of course, if that ain't right stories, some local good stories of the day. All that coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Oh, I like the way Heather does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.